All right, 7:40 on this Wednesday morning. Time for us to catch up on everything happening in the great city of Marysville. Joining us right now is the mayor of Marysville, Wayne Pyden. Mr. Mayor, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I know City Council met this past Monday. Lots going on in Marysville. What are some of the highlights? What's happening in this month of October?
Well, some of the highlights, I think the big highlight is, of course, our auditors are in. And we anticipate that we should be looking good budget-wise. We hopefully will have not spent all our money in last year's budget, and we will have some money to add to, quote-unquote, our rainy day fund. I anticipate that that's going to take some time. If you look at the area we put them in, I mean, there's paper all over the place, and of course, I jokingly are going to say all the beans will be counted, and I do feel we'll be a little bit ahead of the game. A few other things that are going on, we did pass, as you know, we talked about before, a ordinance or resolution to allow golf carts mm-hmm. on most of our city streets, and we complemented that by also adopting an ordinance to allow off-road vehicles along with the golf cart. So as we are speaking, we've had at least 20 residents interested in golf cart registration, and a couple residents interested in our ORV ordinance. Okay. So glad to see a little bit of activity in that particular area, and something council and I will be watching in the coming months and the coming years. And if it doesn't work, well, we have the capacity to rescind both of those ordinances. I don't see that. I don't foresee that happening. But to me, it's a good thing. The other thing, which I thought was very, very interesting, this last week, Croslex and Yale had a soccer game at the SC 4 field there in Morton Park. It was a great outing. The individuals didn't use the stands. The spectators didn't use the stands. Basically, what they did is brought their chairs and lined up on the track,
okay,
which is adjacent to the field. And it was kind of neat to see an activity finally.
Yeah.
Last Saturday was also neat. Is that the SC4 girls had a baseball scrimmage, and again that was in our city park, which is different than the soccer field in Morton Park, and the city park was full. People were watching the game. I believe the word now is everybody has their little pods. It was great to see activity. The other thing, which was really neat, last weekend, we had an opportunity from our rec department. They put in a drive-in movie at our golf course, which was well attended. The movie was Hocus Pocus. Great, like I say, great attendance. There were kids out there in, their dress for Halloween, and the popcorn was great that was provided. Shirky Electric provided snow cones, and it was a great evening for the family. And as we'd like to say, it was COVID safe. You had people spaced out. Others, in their vehicles or around their vehicles. So, again, it's great to see, the community come alive.
Sure.
Other things that we've done, we finally purchased all of what we call Morton Park. We've been looking at that for a number of years. That finally came to pass. We closed on the property. Now we own it. Those of us who live in Marysville, or those of us who are familiar with Morton Park, it's that piece which would be from the house, which I think is Allstate Insurance, over to the Linwood Bar. So that park is now all ours, and we're looking forward with our agreement with SC4 to move forward and development on that property, of course, with the track and the soccer field. For those who have sent me emails, be it known that, yes, we did have the bike path that was taken out during construction that has been replaced. So that's ready to use. Monday night's council meeting, I think, was really good. We had an explanation of voting, especially the absentee voting from our city clerk, and gave us some really fine details of how you know, that's going to play out. Because I personally think, and I ask that this, you know, come about, is that I'm not going to say misleading information. It's just that sometimes when you have on the TV some sound bites about this, you know, it's kind of like, oh, man, we voted today and stuff like that. Well, yes and no, because the votes aren't going to be counted until Election Day. And there is opportunity for anybody, you know, to change, you know, to change their mind within a little window. So I think that's important to know. And of course, you know, everybody, and it's with every election, please vote. You have the opportunity. There's really no excuse. You can vote absentee and you can vote in person. So, I mean, it's a shame if we don't get, you know, the populace out, you know, to vote. We also had a couple other things that Monday night were important. Like, we had to replace some fencing around one of our water towers. Number one, it was old, started to, I'm going to say appearance-wise, it was like, oh, God, you know, what's going on here? But we had a vandalism incident, which really just sparked everybody's attention, and, hey, let's put our money to get the new fencing and hopefully you know, prevent any further vandalism. We were fortunate nothing was destroyed that would affect you know, our output of water, but it was a wake up call, and it's something that needed to be done. The other thing too, we had another wake-up call at our public safety building, that where we parked the police vehicles at the rear of the building, having some issues with the garage doors and the cement. I would refer to them as the cement lintels over the doors that are cracking, and, you know, over time. So we're going to reinforce that and reconfigure the garage doors and make it a lot easier should we have to replace doors in the future. Hopefully bringing in the structural steel is going to take care of the problems with the cracking cement. Christmas in the Park, we're gearing up for that for another year of Christmas in the Park. Applications have gone out. We encourage local business to participate with that, and it's open to all businesses, you know, in St. Clair County. We received some money, which we didn't anticipate, but we did receive some money under the CARES Act. I had my first State of the City address, a little bit nervous about that, but it was good when you look at the numbers. However, it did provide me with an opportunity, and you know, we've discussed this mm-hmm. before, is that looking into the future, you know, everything looks really rosy right now, but looking into the future, there's things we're going to have to do to, number one, increase our tax base. Number two, there might be some millages on the horizon to provide the same level of services, you know, that we had today, mm-hmm. that we're offering, you know, today. So it was a great opportunity. I was a little nervous about it, but got through it.
I'm sure you did.
I thank staff, you know, for putting it together. And I think in a way that if one listened to it, although I stuttered a few times, I normally do, but
everybody does.
We got through it, and good. I think the numbers were there, and I think it was very clear that we're doing, you know, the best we can with what we have, and I think we're providing a good package, so to speak, of all services, you know, here in the community. The other thing, too, from what's coming up Friday night, big game, Marysville is 4-0, and Marine City is 4-0. If my sources are correct. It's been some time since Marysville beat Marine City, so that ought to be an interesting game. And again, you know, as mayor, I'm glad to see we can see some things in the community, you know, coming together. These are really tough times, and I refer to them as dark times, just like our conversations here. Is that man? I haven't seen you in
it's
how
been
long,
months.
You know?
It's been months. Yeah. And yet we still find ways to communicate, so, yeah.
It is, mm-hmm. but it's really kind of tough. An example that I have just recently, Randy and I are participating with the college in a diversity read, a book read club, if you want to call it that. And I think the discussion could be more meaningful if somehow we can have a different venue and discuss these items face to face, because yeah. I do think we lose some things if you just look at a screen, and somehow there's a delay. There's always a delay when somebody is talking, and then you looking at them and what they said a minute or a second ago finally, you know, comes across the screen. And I think we're losing a lot of that. You know, with the schools, my heart goes out to the kids. My heart goes out to the kids. It's tough. It is really tough.
Yeah.
And I used in Monday nights, I mentioned that in some discussion with counsel. You know, I said, well, hey, you know, you got to be in school. And, you know, some of the fun things, maybe, you know, you shoot a spitball across, you know, to somebody or whatever. But, you know, hey. We have to somehow find a way really to socialize and yet, you know, be safe. And like I say, the events that I mentioned earlier, you know, you saw people, social distancing, their masks. And if this has to be for a while, then this is what has to be. But, you know, we've gotten, you know, people out.
Yeah.
The other thing too, trick-or-treating is coming up, you know, and right. I've gotten some emails, and I've seen, like, on some Facebook postings and stuff, are we going to have, you know, trick-or-treating?
That's a good question, are you?
My response to that, Paul, is it's not a state, it's not a national, it's not a designated holiday of sorts, and I'm saying... in Marysville, by custom, we've always had trick-or-treating between the hours of 5 and 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I understand the circumstances, but at the same time, too, I'm looking at it. Number one, it's an outdoor activity. It's something if you choose to do, you do it. If you don't choose to do it, you don't do it. In terms of, giving the treat, turn on your porch lights. If you do, people know to come in that direction. And if you don't have your porch light on, your house is just bypassed. In terms of, you know, giving out treats, I see nothing wrong with if you set a bowl out outside on your porch or in your driveway and you want to wave to the trick-or-treaters as they go by from inside your house. I don't see anything wrong with that. And I just hope it happens because I think a lot of kids do look forward to it.
Sure.
They love their dress. So I'm saying it's an activity that could happen, and it could happen within the confines of, if you can say there's something as COVID safe, that, you know, that
yeah, can use your common distance. Sense. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it can happen.
Why not?
So if people want to send me emails or whatever and tell them that, that's the answer that they're going to get. And,
all right.
And it's something that I think everybody can have fun. We've got to have some kind of fun. I mean, we're really, I think, in terms of a society, you know, we like the socialization.
Sure.
And I think that that has to continue.
Halloween is not canceled in Marysville. Wayne, always appreciate the update. Thank you for your time this morning, and we'll talk again real soon, okay?
And just remember, I see it over the horizon here. The sun always shines in Marysville.
There you go.
Remember that.
I knew you were going to add that.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.